I've heard it said that politics and patriotism are two sides of the same coin. Citizenship is like currency. You get what you pay for. When we insist on getting something for nothing, we risk being cheated. Today, we find ourselves in a situation where many demand protection and benefits without obligation or service. Anything worth doing is hard. Good citizenship means doing your own homework, making up your own mind, and questioning authority when it's necessary. Don't kid yourself. They serve us, or we will serve them. Hello, I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to another ATS member podcast. For the benefit of those politically astute computers over at the Department of Homeland Security, which may be scanning this file, I'd like to point out that this recording was made on Saturday, September 6th of 2008. For the next 10 minutes, I'd like to talk to you about a few things that are going on in my world, as well as the aftermath of the Republican National Convention. Through the talents of my very skilled web designer, we're in the process of making some fairly major upgrades to my website. My second book, Tales from the Kodiak Starport, is meeting with some success, so I'm trying to put more content on my website that'll be interesting to future readers. We are also looking at the possibility of having me start my own podcast, which will be hosted off of my own website and which will have its own RSS feed. I don't mind saying that I've learned quite a bit doing podcasts here on AboveTopSecret.com, and really I do see the commercial potential for these things. These things have a way of getting around, and I am really surprised at how many people follow my work, so I'm interested to see what I might be able to do by my own hand, under my own flag, so to speak. As it turns out, there is in fact some truth to the rumor that I was going to do something with Revolution Broadcasting, but things fell through, and hey, you know, those are the breaks. Radio is a tough business, and it's difficult to break in when you are still largely an unknown quantity, and I had a shot, I took it, it didn't happen, and, you know, wham, so that's too bad for me, I'm going to move on. I have several really good book projects in the mix right now. I am looking forward to getting my hands dirty with lots of writing this winter, and to be perfectly honest with you, as a fellow Alaskan, I am following the progress of Sarah Palin with considerable interest. I've been kept busy with some inquiries from the media. That's not altogether a surprise at this point. It's good for my ego, but hey, the only reason they're talking to me is because my name is out there, and I want you to keep that in mind when you start your own podcasting, because when you blog and you podcast and you do all that other stuff, once your name gets out there, if people like what you say, they're gonna seek you out. They will find you. They'll have more questions for you. And if that sounds like a lot of work, it is. Just remember this. You cannot deny ignorance if you stay silent. As I make this recording, the Republicans' National Convention has been shut down. They've nominated John McCain to be their presidential candidate, and they've also seconded the nomination of Sarah Palin to be their vice presidential candidate. I thought it was rather interesting to see Joe Lieberman kick off the Republicans' convention this year, and not just because he's a controversial figure. Lieberman is he's an independent, he's a maverick in his own right, because while he does primarily caucus with the Democrats, he tends to vote more in line with the Republicans. And I'm sure that, man, there's got to be a difficult situation when certain people go into the Senate cloakroom and close the doors. Now, I myself, I've actually been in the Senate cloakroom, and I can tell you, it's actually quite large. It's actually a series of linked rooms. Individually, they're not very big, but you're still looking at something on the order of five rooms where people can get together and do a lot more than just hang their coats, let me tell you. The speeches that we saw from Fred Thompson and Mike Huckabee and even Rudy Giuliani, they were pretty much, you know, they were that was the expected fare. Rudy did seem to do a pretty good job of milking his podium time for all it was worth. He reminded me of somebody who really just was having so much fun he didn't want to leave. And, of course, the highlight of the entire convention was the Sarah Palin speech. Now, for those of you who don't know who Sarah Palin is, Let me rest assure you that she really is the governor of Alaska. We really are a state in the Union, and there really is a lot that goes on up here. I have met Sarah 4 or 5 times socially. I'm sure she doesn't even remember my name. She wouldn't be able to pick me out of a crowd. But I've seen her over, cake and punch and milk and cookies and a few other odds and ends like that. I had a chance to talk to her for at least 10 minutes at a stretch. So I've gotten a small measure of the woman, and she's pretty aggressive. She knows what she wants. She's not too terribly compromising. And in spite of all of those hard-nosed features, she's really quite likable. Alaskans in particular are known for their rough and rowdy politics, but her rise to power has been very volcanic, very spectacular, and the old guard Republicans in the state have pretty much made up their mind that they're not happy with her. You can call it whatever you like. There could be sexism involved in that she's a woman and she don't know her place. But I think the rest of it is the fact that she's broken with tradition in a great many cases when she acted as a whistleblower to call attention to the illegal exploits of certain of her fellow Republican Party members. That pretty much sealed the deal with the old guys right there. They were just not happy with her. They would have preferred that she worked within the system to make things better, but by taking the much more dramatic approach of going to the media, naming names, oh boy, I tell you, she has earned her 80% popularity rating with the voting public, but I would probably say that among the wheeler dealers of the party, she's probably only got a 20% popularity rating herself. She has, in certain respects, you can say that she has bitten the hand that feeds her, and she's managed to live to tell about it, which is a rarity in politics. So you have to wonder when, where, and how are they going to get their paybacks. I can't help but noticing with some interest that the mainstream media seems to be going back to Geraldine Ferraro quite a bit to ask her, what do you think? And time and time again, regardless of news network, when I watch the film footage of her, she looks at the camera, she's a little bit perturbed, she's a little uncomfortable, and you can tell that she's picking and choosing her words with care. On the one hand, she's happy that there's another woman who's making good out there, but on the other hand, you can tell she wants to get into some of that partisan slapdown, but she knows better than to do that. Age and wisdom have tempered her words. Now, that by itself contrasts very sharply to what's going on in the Obama camp right now. You would think that the Obama advisors had just been the victims of some kind of college prank, because they're really not altogether sure of what to do. They have unleashed a series of what you would only call textbook shotgun attacks, just waiting to see if something in particular sticks. But really, the gist of the problem is that Obama's advisors have the same trouble with Sarah Palin that the John McCain's advisors have with Barack Obama. How, in fact, do you use your party machinery to successfully attack somebody who's got a resume so short that they just haven't been on the job long enough to make any really big screw-ups that you can exploit? It says a great deal about today's party politics that neither side is really equipped to do combat with an idealistic newcomer. For his part, I strongly suspect that John McCain is very grateful to Sarah for having made such a big splash. In the coming weeks, if she can keep up the flash and dazzle, she may be a good enough shield for him to actually improve his chances of winning the presidency. Now, let's not mince words here. The Republicans still have some pretty major strikes against them. They've got the third term curse to deal with, they've got the unpopular wars to deal with, and they've got the tanking economy. From a purely strategic perspective, the Republican National Committee has got to be asking themselves just one question. Can Sarah Palin out-rockstar Barack Obama?